This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Oman capital Muscat this evening on the last leg of his three-nation tour after concluding his visit to Jordan and Ethiopia. A correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit spoke to the Indian ambassador to Oman, G.V. Srinivas, in Muscat. Mr. Srinivas said both the nations condemn terrorism in all its forms and manifestations and are connected with each other to fight this menace. More in this report.
Indian Ambassador G.V. Srinivas said that the strategic element of the collaboration between the three armed forces of both the nations, Army, Navy and Air Force, is extremely high. Meanwhile, the visit of the Prime Minister Narendra Modi to Oman starting from today evening would see interactions with the Sultan of Oman on various issues of mutual interest. After landing here, he will be welcomed by the Indian community. The Prime Minister will be meeting with the business leaders from both the countries tomorrow and would also interact with the Indian community members living here for the last many generations. This is Rajesh Bali for Akashvani News from Muscat, Oman.
Earlier in the day, Prime Minister Modi addressed the joint session of the Parliament of Ethiopia in Addis Ababa. The Prime Minister said India and Ethiopia share a vision of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone but for everyone. He said Global South is writing its own destiny.
The Global South is writing its own destiny, and India and Ethiopia share a vision for it. Our vision is of a world where the Global South rises not against anyone, but for everyone.
During his two-day visit to the African country, the Prime Minister held wide-ranging talks with his Ethiopian counterpart, Abiy Ahmed Ali. India and Ethiopia elevated the historical ties to a strategic partnership. The two countries also signed 8 MOUs, including upgrading ties to strategic partnership. Prime Minister Modi was conferred with Ethiopia's highest award, the Great Honor Nishan of Ethiopia, by his Ethiopian counterpart for his contribution towards strengthening India-Ethiopia partnership and his visionary leadership as a global statesman. The Prime Minister has since left for Oman. The Rajya Sabha has taken up the Sabka Bima, Sabki Raksha amendment of Insurance Laws Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill is aimed at accelerating the growth and development of the insurance sector and to ensure better protection of policyholders. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman moved the bill. The Lok Sabha has taken up the Sustainable Harnessing and Advancement of Nuclear Energy for Transforming India Bill 2025 for consideration and passing. The bill is aimed at the development of nuclear energy and ionizing radiation for nuclear power generation for the welfare of the countrymen. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today said that the country has witnessed tremendous growth across all sectors over the past decade. Addressing the Indian Economic Conclave in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman noted that the nation has strengthened financial inclusion and women's participation in the workforce. India today summoned Bangladesh High Commissioner to India, Riaz Hamidullah, and conveyed the nation's strong concerns at the deteriorating security environment in Bangladesh. In a statement, the Minister of External Affairs said the Bangladesh High Commissioner was informed of the activities of some extremist elements who have announced plans to create a security situation around the Indian mission in Dhaka. It clarified that India completely rejects the false narrative sought to be created by extremist elements regarding certain recent events in Bangladesh. India's exports of textiles and apparel, including handicrafts, have registered a 9.4% growth in November this year as compared to the same month last year. According to the Textiles Ministry, several key segments recorded notable growth this year. India and Argentina today signed a work plan 2025-27 in New Delhi to boost bilateral agricultural research and technology exchange. This work plan establishes collaboration across natural resource management, sustainable agronomy, including zero tillage, mechanization, micro-irrigation and fertigation. In cricket, the fourth T20 International between India and South Africa will be played in Lucknow this evening. The match will begin at 7 p.m. India is leading the five-match series 2-1. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, ended moderately lower today. The Sensex fell by 120 points to close at 84,560. And that is the end of this news bulletin.